And just before we leave the COVID issue, schools, the unions this week saying the contact tracing, the change in those contact tracing rules needs to be reversed. Verona, this was a big issue in Wexford, in your constituency.
Big issue, a lot laid on the shoulders of the principal at CBS, Vicky Byrne. I think the reality is she got no support from the department or the HSE. The Board of Management made a decision to close on that basis. However, they were instructed to reopen. I think the public interest here and the health and safety of the children was displayed. Only a third of the children came back to school once the department said it had to open up.
But I suppose the department might say the school needed to be open for all those who wanted to send their children in there.
But the reality was it safe? The exponential increase in COVID with no contact tracing for close contacts made no sense. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Aon, very quickly.
Well, what's at the centre of this is a lack of trust from the department to individual school principals and individual school boards of management.
Do we need to reverse the contact tracing?
Well, I think it needs to be looked at again. What was happening in September wasn't working. Clearly, there's an issue here as well. But I think what I heard from a Fine Gael minister yesterday, who's on RTÉ, saying, sure, if we let one school close, should they'll all be at it? I mean, I think we have to realise that teachers and school communities and principals are keeping the show on the road. They're teaching in very difficult circumstances and teaching children often that the state has abandoned. So in this circumstance, I think the school should have been supported. Okay. We're almost at midterm break and a bigger issue was made out of this than needed to be. What actually happened was, because two-thirds of the students didn't come to school, there was no online learning taking place at all, because that's what would have happened if the principal had been supported.
Okay, very quickly, is there any appetite to reverse that rule in relation to contact tracing in schools? A lot of people feeling unsafe.
I think it could be reviewed rather than being completely reversed, but reviewed.
Well, I think, number one, I don't think it's appropriate to focus in on one particular case, and I do believe that, you know, the principals are being assisted and are being supported, and
clearly
what has happened right
Didn't
along the way.
It look like that was the case now, in relation to that particular case.
It is the HSC's lead to advise on public health advice in consultation with the principals, and I think we should be guided by the HSC.
I don't think we should be guided by the HSC in terms of public health advice.
I think it's really important to say the testing and the contact tracing is part of keeping the schools open. That's the armoury I'm talking about here, and we can't have a system, all right, where every school makes their own decision, but we can have a government that organises contact tracing for every school.
There's a substitution crisis that the minister seemed to be completely unaware of Thursday last week, and the very next day the department goes in contact with the teacher training colleges in terms of providing substitution. So I mean, I don't know who is in touch what's happening on the ground, because the minister and the department certainly aren't.
Okay.